Jacob, do you like the new water? Cooler. I'm good. I'm good.
Water? No,
I'm fine.
I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah. Does anybody ever use the? I don't think anyone uses the hot side of the water cooler.
No good. What are you smiling?
Nothing.
Just showing butt crack. What's going on?
Now we're just excited.
Oh my god!
And welcome to the Jake and Jake podcast. I am Jordan Skylar.
I'm Jake Treister.
And I am embarrassed. I'm also Jacob Wasman, a.k.a. Jake Pod, a.k.a. Jay Watts, a.k.a.
Jay Water.
Jay Water.
Even better. Man, that caught me for a loop. a little hijinks in the morning.
You like that?
I set it up for the Blue Yeti, and then Jordan's like, click it. And
so you were just, I'm not good.
Oh, you're waiting, yeah. Once you got up, Jake,
we would have let it go for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Yeah, I went to realize.
We were cracking up. We knew what was going on.
Wait, so what did you ask about the water cooler?
Oh, yeah, this is big. So, you know, for those at home, we recorded my kitchen, and my mother's had this water cooler for a very long time, and then she's been working out a lot, so she's getting really strong, and I guess she wanted water so bad that she broke the lever, like the little lever,
yeah,
knob,
spout.
Yeah, what, I don't know what that's called.
Okay.
But broke it, and so we couldn't get water from one of them. And the other side didn't work at the time, so she got a new water cooler. But the problem with this water cooler is that we use plastic cups, and the thing is, it's like a, when you...
Oh, so it crushes?
Yeah, it crushes the cup when you get the water, because it's a different type of spout, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spout,
it's like a soda dispenser, almost.
No, yeah, so like, I'm not a fan of it. I told her, I said, I don't like, because I have to use two hands to pour water, to get water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I've never seen anyone actually go to the left side and use the red.
Never.
All my years
never.
Of living.
No.
Is it instant? So can you get like tea from there?
I think you can.
How hot can it really be?
Yeah, I don't.
You want me to try it?
The water cooler.
Yeah,
heat.
You know what? No. This is the biggest experiment. No one's ever ventured into this territory.
Left side. See, I don't like that. I don't like.
You don't like having putting the fingers behind and
because the plastic cup could break. See that thing.
So the cool water is actually cool.
Yeah,
no,
totally.
That works. Let me drink this.
The water's cold.
Yeah. I assume when you put a new container up there, then it takes a little bit for it to get cold.
Yeah, but that one's half, so I would say...
All right, then the hot water...
Well, I hope it... Where does it say?
That's actually a problem.
And there's a warning sticker.
What
don't
does it say?
Don't use your hand, right?
No, it does say it's going to come out hot, so let's see.
There's no.
Or it looks like it's not even coming out at all.
There's no water coming out. Oh, no.
Ooh!
Wow.
That one is a button? Wait, do you even have to push that thing back?
Wait, bring it forward. Now push the button. Wow, this is a double system on that one.
That's ridiculous. Is it hot?
No, so it's hot.
Is it actually
hot? Is it like lukewarm or is it like hot?
Oh my god, it is hot.
It's going to burn the plastic.
Nice.
No, so it's actually got like a double protective layer. So
yeah.
You have to push it and also hit the unlock button.
These machines are ridiculous.
Hands. Just give me the water.
Hands, yeah.
You're not a tea person, right? No, what? I guess no one in this house is a tea person.
Oh, I drink tea when I'm sick.
So that's a good tea.
Yeah, but the odds, you know, how many times you get sick a year?
Oh, I used to drink tea every day at college.
Oh, so you're a tea person.
Yeah.
I don't drink
tea. I used to be a tea person. I'm not a tea person anymore.
What turned you off to tea? I'd like to know.
Yeah, what's
JT, what turned you off?
No, when I had my allergic reaction, it was to green tea. So I can't.
Oh, that's right.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you gave up all tea.
Mm-hmm.
So all tea is out the window. If one tea.
There's like a Rolodex of things you're allergic to. So. Can you just give me the spark notes of what's at the top
biggest,
of the list? What's the 10 commandments of things you can't eat?
Tea and milk.
Milk's
yeah,
a big one.
Yeah.
How do you eat cereal? Almond
milk? I never ate with milk. Even when I could have
we
milk.
We did a draft about this.
Yeah. So, I told you about this. Even when I could have milk, I never had cereal with milk.
So how do you eat it? Like with it in a cup or a bowl? Like,
In a bowl with a spoon.
So you
normal, just dry. No milk.
You're kidding. You're making that up.
Jake, I'm embarrassed to say I'm the same way.
Really?
I don't like milk.
Really?
I like
the milk in the cereal.
I don't even put it in the bowl. I just put my hand.
See, that's
in the
what
box.
I was asking. Because
no,
I
put it in the bowl and I have it like a real person sitting at the table.
Except you don't put milk.
Mm. I never did. Even since when I was a kid, I never liked how soggy it got.
Oh, you don't like the soggy?
No. Okay, well, here's a question. When you put it in the bowl, do you eat the cereal with a spoon or do you use your hands?
Yeah, with a spoon.
So you're
like
just
a human.
So you're just shoveling in dry cereal with a spoon?
Yeah.
Do you ever eat goldfish with a spoon? It's like the same thing. Except this one's more sugary.
You know what? It's okay.
No, I like it. I'm a fan. We all eat cereal differently.
Yeah.
I personally have a system with cereal.
I can't do the hand thing. Because if you do it with your hand, then your hand gets all sticky from... Well, it depends on the cereal.
What kind of cereal you eat?
If it's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or something, your hand gets all with the sugar.
I think I'm getting second degree burns.
Still holding
this.
The cup.
Oh, the cup is hot.
No, it's getting
it's
hotter.
It's getting hotter.
No, it's getting hotter.
That's hot. Oh, actually, that feels kind of hot. Get that away from me. Get away from the Mac. I do this thing. I make a. You guys aren't milk people.
Yeah.
So as a milk cereal person, what I do is I put the cereal in first. Mm-hmm. You make a hole in the middle, and then you pour the milk in the hole. And what happens is the cereal doesn't like necessarily sit at the bottom. It rises with the milk. I feel like most it's rising with the milk. And then what I do is I disperse, you know, that as a hole. I put the top layer of the cereal and I fill the hole. And as I'm eating it, it doesn't get too soggy. But the problem with cereal with doing that is it takes – I have to eat it fast. So I pound through a thing of Fruity Pebbles in probably 3 minutes.
You got to throw some bananas in there.
Oh, no.
You're not a banana. You're a banana guy.
Not in the cereal. No. I like bananas, not in the cereal.
And what? I don't like bananas.
Oh, really?
Too sweet.
Too sweet for the cereal?
Too sweet in general.
You don't like bananas?
No.
Why not?
Too sweet. I like more sour fruit.
What about banana bread?
Like orange or I'll even eat lemon. Like I'll even eat lemon. I don't care.
A lemon straight?
Yeah.
Stop.
Oh, you're an animal.
I've seen someone eat a tomato straight. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
No, so at work, they're talking about how, like, it's you know the rule that, like...
Whoa, that's that water... Sorry to interrupt that, but that's, like, steaming.
No, so have you heard the rule that, like, tomato's a vegetable. No, tomato's a fruit, right? Tomato's a fruit. But they... I mean, when we were in high school, they deemed that pizza... It's a vegetable because there's tomato sauce on there, right?
Totally is, yeah.
Yeah, so you've heard that rule.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Why do you think I eat pizza all the time?
No, so I'm saying, how can a tomato be a fruit, but what? Tomato sauce
no,
makes
hold
it
on.
A vegetable?
There's no seeds in the sauce.
Wait, hold on. Hold
something
there's
ridiculous.
No seeds?
There's no seeds in the sauce.
I don't think you said that right. Pizza is a vegetable?
Pizza is a vegetable.
Why is pizza a vegetable?
I don't know, but there is a ruling that deems...
But that makes no sense.
Do you want to see it? I'm not lying to you. Is pizza a vegetable?
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Hold on.
Because a vegetable has to grow from the ground.
American lawmakers have ruled that the amount of tomato paste in pizza sauce means that pizzas can be counted as a vegetable. The bizarre move, which was decided in a vote on the annual spending bill for the Department of Agriculture, happened for purely political reasons.
How is it illegal?
No. It doesn't matter.
It's illegal. It's not a colloquial definition.
No. Okay, illegal. But legally, why would they deem it a vegetable? Whereas
spell that.
Colloquial?
Yeah.
I can't spell colloquial.
Oh, sound boy.
It's either one L or two L. C-O-L-O-Q-U-I-L-L-I-A-L. Colloquial. See, I was going for colloquially.
Q-U-I-A.
I have no idea. Q-I-A-L. Colloquial.
Can I get back to the subject? Can I get back? So all I'm saying.
Continue.
Yeah, so it's a legal bill, whatever. So they deemed it a vegetable, but we know that tomatoes are fruits. So where is the disconnect between the lawmakers and the farmers?
No, but for the law, a tomato might be a vegetable.
Why?
I don't. You tell me pizza's a vegetable.
Why do they
I don't
have
know
to,
what anything means
Why do
anymore.
They have to deem something a vegetable or a fruit in law?
Because it affects how trading happens.
Really?
Yeah.
So pizza is considered a vegetable.
Yeah.
By the law.
By the law.
For trading purposes and for labeling purposes.
Then I haven't been cheating on my diet. It's great. Then I love pizza.
I've had about three vegetables today.
Oh, yeah.
I like it cold. I like it warm. Oh, put it in the oven. I like it all.
No, but you can't go by the technical definition of things either, because technically, like, a coconut is a seed and, like, all that.
Mm.
Like, all those peanuts are legumes.
It's a mess. These distinctions are all a mess.
No, but I found it funny that they actually said pizza's a vegetable. And I didn't believe it until I Googled it.
But how can something be, like, if it's made up of other things, how could it be something that's supposed to be natural?
I don't know. That's a great question. That's a lawmaker question.
That's it. We're calling the
call the U.S.
congressman.
Yeah.
That article came out in 2011, the one that you found about the pizza as a vegetable.
What, so you think they changed it?
I mean, now it might be a fruit.
Tomatoes technically a fruit. Tomato paste on pizza as a vegetable.
I think, Jordan, you were right, because it doesn't have the seeds.
That's what I said.
It may be the seeds.
I think it's the seeds.
That's the caveat.
But no, it's a stupid sense. Thing to say to begin with, because... It's a fruit, 100%. There's seeds in it. We're only calling it a vegetable because we used to call it a vegetable. It's like saying Pluto's still a planet, even though we all know it's not a planet.
Tomato's a fruit, but you wouldn't put it in fruit salad.
I love that song.
What?
Yummy. Somebody said that to me in a video. I was cracking up.
I went to see Howie Mandel, and the next day on the you know, what's coming next? The Wiggles.
Oh, the Wiggles? A plus.
I didn't know they were
You met Howie Mandel?
I didn't meet him. I saw him at saw him do a show.
What, Westbury?
Oh. Cool.
Yeah, Westbury.
Mm. Is he the guy that invented the fist bump?
He didn't invent
it. No, just saying, but he was known for it because he has
OCD.
No, yeah, I know that.
No, so like, I don't know if he invented it, but
no.
Like when I think of the fist bump,
I don't think he popularized it. No. He used it. I think he took advantage of it as it like developed.
And so he marketed it towards his shtick.
Yeah. Because he realized that, like, oh, I don't like touching people, but, you know, contact is a thing that people like to do with celebrities, whatever. So he
did. Great quote.
What?
Contact is what people like to do with celebrities.
Isn't that weird? Me touching you makes it like I know you?
Well, the three people that listen to our podcast, would you be complimented if they wanted to touch you?
Great question.
Nobody's touching me.
Why not?
Are you touching me?
You said people like to touch celebrities.
Have you ever seen Willy Wonka?
Of course.
Where they're in the elevator and the woman screams, somebody's touching me.
That movie's great.
So you wouldn't want to get touched. I think it's just like the idea of like someone who's accomplished.
Even a handshake or anything?
No.
You're not giving it anything.
Give an inch, give a mile. Would you like to get touched, Jordan?
Ooh, this is a great question. It depends where.
You'd give it a handshake.
Handshake, yeah.
You okay with handshake?
Yeah, I like handshake.
You give out a hug. I love a hug. A good hug.
Hugs are good. Yeah, the bro hug is nice.
God forbid this ever blows up and we go to a convention one day.
Everyone's going to want to touch you.
I'm wearing a mask. I'm not getting sick. Everyone goes to those things, they all get sick.
You could go to the quarantine. You'd be like quarantined with the
space mask. Yeah, I'm going with the
NASA mask. Right. Yeah, the hazmat. I think you'd like to get touched. You love the
offered me a bagel, they can touch me wherever they want. Bagels are the transition for me. Bagels,
that's your gateway
bagels
drug?
Garlic knots, and waffle crisp. I'll give you whatever you want.
You say that now.
No, I'm serious. If you guys brought me those three things, one of those three things, locked it, whatever you do.
Speaking of Willy Wonka, this is actually one of the store topics, kind of.
Oh, okay. Because
we're trying to like move, get them out, like cycling them.
Yeah.
You know, in Willy Wonka, when the girls in the factory are searching for the golden ticket for Veruca,
the new one or the old one?
The old one. From the series. Her dad owns the peanut factory, whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of the peanuts, they have all the chocolate bars, right?
Yeah.
Veruca. So after they found the golden ticket, why did the girls stop looking for the golden tickets? They could have found another three golden tickets in there.
Oh, like why'd they stop?
Yeah.
And why did she give it to Veruca's
dad? She could pocket it?
No, she tried to.
No, she didn't.
I found it in
the newer one, she tries to pocket it. And then the dad grabs it. You have to watch the scene again. Mm, but in the old one, you're right. Well, yeah. It's crazy to think about that, though. She tried to pocket it. Good for her.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah. I'm not getting an extra $100. I want the whole lifetime supply of chocolate.
Yeah, you'll get hooked up, and then you can find another one.
Yeah.
Go two for one, and then they both go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why did they stop? They had another 50 cases of chocolate bars to go through.
I don't know if they could use
the
all
rest
of
them. They just send them back?
What?
I don't know. What did they do with the chocolate?
They didn't cover that.
Oh, they threw it out.
How do you know?
They gave it to that guy.
Slugworth. Slugworth.
Jake, you brought up a topic a while ago. I'll never forget this. You said you would sell the Everlasting Cop Stopper to Slugworth if given the opportunity.
I think I would. No, that was the high school bit.
Yes.
In one of the movies that we did.
Yes. No, it was, I put that online.
Would you take the Everlasting Cop Stopper?
And you said yes. You said you would sell it to him. Why?
He's corrupt.
You said you would want the money and you would sell it to Slugworth, the Everlasting Gobstopper.
What am I doing with the Everlasting Gobstopper? What would I do with it?
You can chew it forever?
Yeah, probably.
Or you can give it to the guy and, okay, you're Charlie. You have nothing. You live in a shack.
You lose.
Right?
You got four grandparents sharing feet.
Sharing one queen-size bed.
Right.
You're given this thing that is worth, say, even a $5 million. Slugworth really wants it. He knows he can corner the market. He can patent it before Wonka does.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You're not going to do it. I see. Okay, you're Veruca. You have everything in the world. Fine, whatever. I have the Gobstopper.
Charlie lives
in the dirt. All right. Well,
Charlie's personality is so different. Like he acts like
he's honest.
It's okay. He's honest.
But he did steal the fizzy lifting drink. So he's not honest.
No. Charlie likes to mess around, but he's still a nice guy.
But he stole the fizzy lifting.
I like
it. His grandfather was the troublemaker. No, it wasn't really.
It's definitely grandpa's fault. Yeah.
Well, the grandpa is a big liar. Wait, he said he couldn't walk for about 20 years and then
got right up.
He got the ticket. He started dancing. He did a jig.
Whose idea was it to steal the drink?
No, it was the grandpa.
The grandpa said, let's go.
The grandpa said, let's go try it out.
But then Charlie did it.
I mean, when your grandfather says do something, you're going
to
do it.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to say no.
He didn't even resist. Just said, okay.
Of course, because you're a kid. You have a little temptation. The adult should be the responsible.
I mean, but he did it before signing the contract.
I still don't get how, before you walk in, walk is like, listen, I'm testing out a lot of crap in here. Just be careful.
Don't touch anything.
Don't touch it. Right. Don't look.
And like, you've already seen.
Immediately.
You see, like, Veruca is already not paying attention. Uh-huh. You see Augustus gets eaten up by
the river. They see the chocolate river. They see the. Okay.
And now, like, the grandpa, you know, has watched all this. And he's like, you know, fuck it. I'm going to go get some. I'm going to drink whatever's in this room. And whatever happens, happens. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, I'm not touching anything at that point.
That's an interesting idea. It's like the Garden of Eden, if you think about it. You know what I mean? It's like
Don't touch anything.
It's like they have the tree of knowledge right in the center of the, like, right in the center of the garden. Mm-hmm. God says to Adam and Eve, don't eat from this fruit. He could have easily put on, like, the outside brim of the garden, but he put it in the middle to test the kids, to test Adam and Eve.
Right.
Same with Willy Wonka. He gave him the factory, he gave him the bar, he gave him the fizzy drink, he gave him the everlasting gobstopper. There's just a bunch of things to tempt them, and if you could resist the temptation, you get the prize at the end.
What was the temptation?
Of what?
The chocolate factory.
So Augustus, he fell in the chocolate river.
Mm-hmm. So he fell.
Come on, that's just chance.
No, he was eating from the river.
He's eating from the river.
Yeah.
Why did he have to fall in? And then how did he get sucked up into the pipe?
How did he not swim?
Because he didn't know how to swim.
I don't get it.
And then you had Mike TV who says,
oh, he goes into the TV.
Turn into the TV.
See, that's okay.
That's ridiculous.
Right, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, that's the, out of all the goofs and shenanigans that go on in the factory, it's Mike TV's fault, but Willy Wonka and all the Loompas, no, but they were like, all right, cool. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, right.
That was the only one Wonka kind of let go and then like blamed him for. He said it was fine.
Well, he never told Veruca to not do anything.
Well, Veruca,
she fell down the garbage chute going up to the goose.
Well, he said, be careful, don't fall.
Yeah,
and she fell right in. Like,
but it was during a musical number.
True. No.
What? Yeah. It was the end of the musical number.
She fell at the end.
Yes. You're right. I thought he was like, be careful, and then she fell.
No, he didn't say anything.
She just straight up fell.
What happened was she wanted a golden goose.
Yeah.
And then her father offered Wonka money for it.
Oh, that's the best. The father's great. I love
it. And then she starts screaming and has the musical number.
I want them all.
Yeah. No, I think it's like old. Do you see the parallel?
I see that though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you're falling for your basic instincts of just like
you pleasure. Lose.
Yeah, you lose.
Have you ever thought about Wonka's office in the first the original?
It's all half stuff.
Yeah. Like, how do you set that up? Like, wait, how crazy are you? Everything in your house is
behind the scenes. I mean, how did they do it? The prop department.
No, that's crazy. Good production designer.
Yeah, what was the reason for that?
I personally don't know.
No, it's in the book. It has to be in the book.
I have to rewatch it kind of just to see to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. There's half everything. He has half glasses.
No, it's actually hysterical to stare at. Like,
I think like a half sink in
the
there.
The half clock is the biggest thing. The half grandfather clock.
How did they do that? Like,
well, they built it, but like, no, just
did they build it or did they get a grandfather
clock? Just logically, I'm saying it's story mode, not like real life. Like, honestly, like, within the story, who created all the half stuff for him? Like, not, we know it's a production designer making it, but who? He's not like, yes, I need half of a grandfather clock. Bring it to the chocolate factory down the road.
Maybe he has another office with the other half.
So you got two.
That would be great.
It's a big factory with the Wonka Vader and the.
The Wonka Vader.
You could eat the grass.
I never understood the. All right. The movie, okay, it has its quirks throughout the whole thing, but all of it could, like, kind of ish happen, except for the TV part. But then you go into
what about the girl blowing up into a
it's a magic factory or whatever, so stuff happens.
Okay, yeah.
But the elevator shooting through the ceiling.
That thing's
exploding.
Great. I love that.
I don't get how glass doesn't crash into glass. That's the biggest fault of the movie.
No, that's the biggest plus. I was a huge fan of that. When that thing went right through, I was like, he's getting the factory. Charlie's locked in.
How did they get down?
Oh, they don't show that.
No, they ended with them flying.
They ended with
them
flying. What do you mean?
They never
run out of gas and they get the parachute. That's what happens.
They crash into his house.
They press another button, it goes back.
Yeah.
And they got a huge hole in the roof.
It's like a big, big glass drone that an Oompa Loompa is operating.
How did he know that it would work?
Who?
Wonka.
Oh, he didn't know.
Obviously
he's cracked
never
out. What do you mean?
He's cracked out on chocolate.
What are we justifying this
man? He's been alone for 40 years.
I don't care how much money this man has.
He's hanging around with guys with arch faces 2 feet tall. He's not sane in the
really
bed.
Wonka is out of his body. He plays like a recorder and the dude comes over to him. Like, he's nuts.
Oh, I like that.
What?
That's actually a pretty good impression of it.
I'm a good whistler.
Pretty good. You got Willy Wonka coming over.
Willy Wonka is
oh my god, what's coming out of the closet, Jordan?
You should be Willy Wonka for Halloween.
Should be Willy Wonka, but I won't need the recorder. I'll just hold it up like that.
Is that you summon your mom to your room?
That's what I'm saying. What the hell? Oh, thank you for that bagel, though.
Yeah. No worries.
You asked me, and we both asked me about how my bagel's prepared, and you said you like it toasted. I don't like a bagel toasted. If it's fresh from the store.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tell Ryan to wait. Okay. But I personally, when it's from the store fresh, I like it. I don't want it toasted. But if it's the next day or like half a day after or whatever, I'll toast it then. I don't want it toasted.
You always got to toast
it. Well, if you get bagels fresh, you're going to have a fresh bagel.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's what this was.
The next day.
Next day toast.
You got to toast.
Yeah.
After 3 days, we put it in the fridge so it stays longer.
You
got to toast it. Then you got to microwave, then toast it.
Oh, you microwave, then toast it. Yeah.
Because
then get it into the freezer.
Yeah. No, not freezer. We do fridge.
You do fridge.
Yeah. You put it in the fridge and then take it out.
What's the temperature difference from the fridge to the freezer? The
fridge is like 38. I have no idea. They open it up. It's on the top, I think.
Is that
no. The freezer's at zero.
The freezer's zero.
Yeah. No, open the fridge.
Okay.
On the top right. Oh, no, it's right there on the fridge.
On the outside.
Close it.
Yeah. All right, it's 37 degrees. 37
and
2 degrees.
It was a little warm.
Got a warm fridge.
It's keeping you seat warm.
Did you lose power this morning?
No.
We lost power for like an hour.
Nice.
For the nor'easter.
Was it a nor'easter?
Is it still bad?
It was just really windy.
No, it's not.
Did you go outside today?
I haven't touched.
I had to go out.
No, it was really windy this morning.
The closest I got to the outside was the garage. I had to go outside.
Mm.
I had what's it called? I didn't open the garage. I had to get a water. So I got a water from the garage. They're cold. Definitely colder than the fridge.
2 degrees? 37 degrees?
Yeah, I would say clean 25.
No.
What? My garage?
How could the water be colder than what it is outside?
The water's cold.
It's like 50 out.
Let me ask you a question. How did that glass elevator break through the roof and they fly around and that's how it ends? Explain that.
What, they wanted them to land?
Where do they land?
In the,
They don't!
In
no,
the
no,
new
they
one, they land in Charlie's house.
Yeah, they crash into the house and they destroy it.
And then he asks him if he wants the chocolate factory.
He's like, no, get out. You just ruined my house.
Yeah, and then what if he says, no, well, you got a big hole in your roof now. You got no money.
Well, later.
Enjoy winter, Charlie.
You know what? Actually, that's a big hole in it.
Yeah.
Hole in it, good pun.
In the second, yeah, there it is, yeah.
Big hole
that's
in the second.
That's in the remake, right?
Yeah, they crash into the roof, and then he's like, so, Charlie, do you want the chocolate factory? And then Charlie's like, well, I don't have a choice now.
He's like, well, no. Later.
I got a choice now. Now I gotta go. Johnny Depp.
I didn't like that movie.
You don't like Johnny Depp?
No, he's a fine guy, but I didn't like the movie.
There's a new movie coming out with him, I think.
I don't know if he's in the new Tarantino movie.
There's a new who is it? It's Scorsese.
Oh, Irishman. Or him and DiCaprio are doing it.
Him and DiCaprio are doing
it. It's something about flowers. I don't know the name. It's something flowers.
Oh, yeah. It's based on a book. It's supposed to be really good. I want to read the book.
Well, I'm really nervous about the Irishman that comes out soon.
What is that?
So Scorsese's trying to do another mob pick, and it's like him. It's Pacino, De Niro, Pesci, like all the
sounds great.
All the guys. No, it
sounds
great.
Like a revival.
But I don't like what Netflix is doing with it because they're the producers.
Oh, it's on Netflix?
Well, they don't know if they're going to do
it. Is it on Netflix or is it like...
It's not there yet. First off, it's time finished, so we don't know what's going to happen.
No, I mean, is it going to be on Netflix or is it going to real theaters?
They don't know, but the writer, whose name's Paul Schrader, I've met him, great dude, said that...
Shout out
Paul Schrader. Said that they are considering just going straight to Netflix, and that scares me.
But you can still get an Oscar from that.
No, I don't care about the Oscar. I'm talking about... I'm going to give you an example. There's a movie came out recently. It's called Slice. It was with Chance the Rapper. He's in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty entertaining. It was funny. A24 distributed it. They're very smart, so they kind of know how the market
A24,
works.
A24, why do I know that name?
That's the big new one.
They're a big distribution company. And they made, you know, they'll watch a movie and they'll decide whether or not it should go to theaters.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even, like, Slice, they knew wasn't going to be as good as their other movies, so they just sent it straight to iTunes. My fear is that if you send it to, like, a streaming source immediately, you're so nervous that no one's going to go to the theater to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happened with Gotti. Gotti played for, like, 2 weeks, went right to, like, on demand, and it's over. So, Irishman, they're saying, might go straight to Netflix, and I'm kind of scared that, like...
No, but Netflix is different, because, like... It's Netflix. It's not iTunes.
This is more than just a Netflix movie. This is Scorsese with all the guys. Like, this should be in a movie theater. Like, I've been waiting for this movie for 3 years, Clayne.
It'll go to a movie theater.
I'm I hope it does. I want to see it.
Amazon made Manchester by the Sea, and that was in theaters.
No, I know that, but what I'm saying is that when these streaming places or streaming companies make movies, they have the choice of whether or not they want to exclusively put it on their
I don't think it's going to go to Netflix. You know why? Because Netflix is starting to crack down on third-party production companies.
Really?
This week, remember I told you about American Vandal?
No, yeah, yeah.
They just canceled it for 13
seasons. I saw it.
I was very upset.
I know. It was good.
I was very upset.
And I still have to finish the second season. I love the first one.
Well, you watched the – you didn't tell me.
I watched – no, I finished the first season. I didn't touch the second one.
The first season.
Yeah.
Really disappointed in the way
it I'm furious.
Very mad until I came to the conclusion that I'm just going to accept the most likely conclusion that I think. What's her name? Caroline?
Caroline,
did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's her fault.
Caroline did it. Okay.
100%. I'm still mad.
I walked
about
away
it.
With it. I said, okay, I'm not going to go with this crap. They said, oh, maybe it was someone else.
Huge spoilers. Sorry.
I don't care. It's canceled. If you missed canceled. If you missed the boat, too bad.
Yeah. See you later.
So now you're into season two.
Oh, I haven't even touched the season yet.
This is like a like spoiler-ish. I told you. Thanks. I told you it's different from the first one.
They come
to an answer. There's an answer.
There's an answer from the first season.
No.
Or in the second season.
It's standalone. It's standalone.
No, I know. But you're saying there's an actual answer.
There's an answer to the second season.
Well, that's good.
Which I was like, I thought I would like it better, but it's actually worse.
Well, that's nice.
Isn't that sad? That you get what you want, and then you realize that you don't really want it.
You ever hear that Pussycat Dolls song? Be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. That's all I can think of when you said that. I listened to Pop 2K on the way to work and the way back. It's on the XM station, and it's all 2000 music.
Do XM.
You know, I
listen to my phone in the car.
I like to listen to the radio because sometimes I listen to the same playlist over and over.
What you said.
No, that's what I said. Like, there's got to be a little spontaneity.
I need some random
because you need some random songs.
No, but what I do is on Spotify, you can make a radio station from a song.
No, I know that. Yeah.
So Apple, I think, just started doing that.
That's recent. Yeah. Must be.
So on Spotify, I like go to a song that I like and then start a radio station.
Right.
And I'll go to other songs that maybe it'll make the cut to the playlist.
Right. It'll make the cut.
It's a high tier.
Yeah.
I create. Now, do you set up, this is a little interesting, do you set up your music in a certain way or do you just click shuffle and let it ride?
I just go to songs out of my playlist.
You don't make playlists. No. I set up a thing with my playlist where I not only do, I don't click shuffle, I have a set.
It's
a set order, but what I do is I created like a wave. So like
I knew exactly how you would make it.
I thought it'd be cool.
This is
so I listen
Jordan.
To my music. And
this
it's
is
very
so
cool.
Jordan.
I have such
you have
a,
to have everything
beautiful.
In order. Everything.
Yeah,
in order.
I like it.
It's so Jordan.
It's very cool. I sent shout out Peter May. I sent Peter May one of my playlists to listen to him on the way back from work, and he said it's like a nice little transition. It goes up and it comes back down. It's like it's an hour long. His train ride's an hour long.
Mm-hmm.
So you sit on the train, you build, you get to the peak in the middle, and hey, how you doing? And then you go back down, and then you're off the train and you go home.
It's very you.
Very nice.
I'm all about the Spotify freemium.
You like the ads in the middle.
I like the
Tell
ads.
Me about the ads.
I like the ads. I like making up different emails for the free accounts. I got about 5 different free months from 5 different emails.
There it is.
I just keep going until I get the ads. I don't mind the ads.
You don't mind ads?
I don't mind
the ads. The problem that I have with Spotify free is the limited number of skips.
Limited skips. You can't go back to a song.
You only get like 3 skips an hour.
That's why I use Apple. I don't want to miss
that. No, I use Spotify Premium because I get the student still.
Oh, you're on a student.
How long are you grandfathered in for that?
I get it for another 4 years because I have a new student email address.
I missed the boat on that one.
That's big.
Damn.
What?
Yeah. We're close to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Any last?
Is this 15?
Yeah, this is episode 15.
And we hit 1,000
Jake, say it louder. Say
it loud and proud.
Loud and proud.
All the time, 1,000 listens.
Yeah, we finally hit the 1,000 threshold.
That means, what is it? Is it 2,000 ears?
2,000 ears. We hit one comma. Man, it's going great.
And, this is fun.
It's all because of you listening. No, that's great. Any shout outs this week?
I can go.
Yeah, you can go.
All right. Shout out, Evan. Evan was supposed to be here today. When I texted him, it was it was like 10 minutes before he guys showed up, and he's like, "I just woke up," and he said, "I am not coming." I said, "Okay, Evan, we will get you on the show. It will happen." So shout out, Evan.
Jake,
I don't have any shout outs.
Oh, yeah, that's a shout out. Somebody, give somebody shout out. Willy Wonka.
Yeah,
Slugworth. Give somebody a shout out. No. Tell why?
Faruka. Yeah. Give something.
Slugworth.
Why? Is he a businessman? What do you like about him?
He's a bummer. All right. We're going back?
No, one question.
Okay.
One trivia question. If you get this, you win the episode.
Oh, okay.
What is his real name? Slugworth. The guy, you know, Slugworth.
They say it at the end. No, he's right.
You know how they have the guy going around to all the people?
Yes.
And at the end, they realize, oh, this is, he's pretending to be Slugworth.
Oh, I can't.
I know his name.
What is it? I can't think of it. I definitely can't. Now I really want to watch Willy Wonka.
Wilkinson.
What is it?
Wilkinson.
Is that that's Mr. last Wilkinson. Name? Mr. Wilkinson.
Yeah. How do you like that?
I like Wilkinson. Slugworth better.
I know every line of that movie.
And let's give a shout out for the guy at Bagel Boss who made our bagels this morning.
Oh, very nice.
It was
nice.
So nice.
So good.
Yeah. And I think that's pretty much it. So episode 15 in the books. Nice.
Mo.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be adding some audio in this week. We'll switch it up. Randomly, you'll be hearing some goats, some cows, some chimes. Yeah, but
we're gonna start working on soundboard too.
Oh, yeah. The soundboard would be great.
Soundboard, yeah. And we're gonna go play some Sorry now.
Yeah.
So
and watch the Tenacious D.
Oh, Tenacious D. Yeah.
Got a lot to do today.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
See you next week.